So I was told that we can start. So before I present myself, we have two interesting questions that some of you already heard in this conference. The first one, is any of you who do not understand Russian? Okay, that was covered. Any of you has diabetes? Okay, this is covered also. Say again. Yes, the presentation does not want to run by itself. Okay, let's help her. Как был обед? Хорошо? Хорошо. Конференцкий хорошо. Меня зовут Каталин Георгиев. Я solution architect. Решение архитектова от Румынии. Году 2011 bio награжден титулом Microsoft Most Valuable Profession. Я тоже был награжден титулом Nokia Developer Champion. Сегодня будем говорить о Windows Embedded 8 единица handheld. И я ленив. You will do the presentation. Well, вы имеете шоколадные конфетти за вас. They know. They've been to my previous presentation. We have dessert. But you'll need to earn it. Because, look, I do not have enough voice. As you see, I do not know Russian enough to do it. So, thank you. Thank you. So, let's start. What? You really did not believe me. So let's see if now it's working. Now it's working. So this is the content that we want to cover today. Почему, что, когда, как, и как по другой путь. This ain't Russian. So let's see. Почему? И моя бабушка отговорит, потому что кончается на «у». But this is not a good answer. So, why I have Windows 8.1 handheld? Give me an answer. No answer. What is Windows 8.1 handheld? What is a handheld device? Who try? Who will try? I have another rule, two of them. Stupidity is only I can say in this conference. You all say nice stuff. I'm saying the stupid stuff. And second, if you don't understand something, please ask. And in Russian, please ask louder. Because usually the Russian, the last 2 days, say something, I don't understand. So, who will try to give a definition of what is that? Okay, first you get the chocolate, give me a definition.
So it's a device that you can held in
your hand. This is the answer that I get in the college. This is a device that it's a device, you can keep it in your hand, but it's a rugged device. I suppose that you have been to your supermarkets or in a warehouse. You have that kind of devices. It looks strange with a barcode scanner, usually, that the people are using. So we are talking of these kind of devices. Let's try to give my list of Pachimu. At first, they are business critical. So essentially, if this kind of device is stopped working, you'll have a stop in manufacturing. I can tell you that no Nokia device will be built, no Apple device will be built if there aren't Windows-based handheld devices. Second, it's rugged. It's really, if the bomb drops now, the cockroaches in these devices will still work. I have seen it dropped in a bucket of oil, and it was still working. At Nokia factory, you have a Nokia factory. Somebody ran with a forklift over it and was still working. So essentially, they are expensive because they are rugged. And they are rugged because they are business critical. So because they are expensive, they have long replacement cycles. This one, 6 months, you drop it. That one, we have big corporation that have 10 years old handheld devices and one still want to use it because they work. They still work. They are customized and customizable. What do I mean by that? It means that some guys, they want to have barcode scanners. Some guys, they want to magnetic bar scanners. Some guys, they want to have something else. They want to have a special kind of GPS. Stuff like this. They are customized. It's something general, and the producer can make you a configuration. And six, it goes with the first, tightly integrated in business processes and infrastructure. What this means? This means that manufacturing process, warehousing, all the stuff that are going together. If this stop, all stop. So, что? Today, we have Windows Embedded Handheld 6.5. It's based on Windows CE. Has 100% of the market, almost. So essentially, all do you see around, it's Windows, this kind of Windows. What is the problem with this? That version does not support new processors. And essentially, the hardware manufacturers have big problems getting the right hardware to get it together. To see a couple, this is a couple of form factors and how they look. It's not to say user interface is not that important because usually they have one single interface for the worker. So, что? Let's try to see what's happening now. They needed something new. They try Windows Phone 8 to do something with Windows Phone 8. And I will try to show you what they did. If, as usual, I'm fighting to get the cursor. So they did this application for Delta Airlines. Whoever fly with Delta Airlines, okay, you later. I'll tell you why. When I come back from the States, they give sometimes sandwiches, and I see that one of them that has an expiration date, something like 2017. Was glowing in the dark almost. So essentially, what they did for Delta, for in-flight purchases, they need to have devices. And they put a shell to Nokia devices. A shell to be a bit rugged, and something on the headphone part to have a magnetic reader and use the camera for barcode scanning. And they sell about 10,000 devices. But this is a stopgap. They are not rugged enough. Yes, yes, 10,000. And you know the pilots have surfaces, again on Delta. And on other companies, they have iPads. You look, you don't believe it. It's that much. You see, each plane that fly Delta must have two of them. And the guys, they take them home, so they need to have four. And Delta has a big fleet, so the math adds. Okay, let's go back to the presentation, if I'm not. So, again, now we have Windows Embedded 8 handheld, based on Windows Phone 8, and afterwards, we have Windows Embedded .1 handheld based on 8.1. That was clear. Now, because as I talk too much, let me ask you, what you want to have more on a Windows Phone 8 to have a handheld device in the limitation that I said before? What you want to have from the box? Come on, guys. How I said, I have a lot of chocolates and I pay a lot for luggage. I do not want to take them home. Anyhow, okay. Sorry, I'm not good at drawing. True multitasking, why? For execution of whom? For execution of whom? Who will be the who will be the kill one? Execution. Let's get it to the.
Okay. I want to do run Basecamp, for instance, and Office, for instance.
Why?
Okay, I scan the some detailed information from the equipment, and I want to insert this information to location like Microsoft Excel, for instance. Why not?
Yes, but you won't need true multitasking for this. Anyhow, they have good multitasking. But usually, why I said, for handheld, for me, it's usually very strange when I hear that. Usually, no, let me finish. I said, I'm wrong here. You're always right. Because usually, they do not want, you know, there are people who use their devices, please stop the sound, that really came, there are apes shaved in strategic places. So essentially, they want one application, one big button. Well, you can do all this stuff to have all the stuff into Excel, but they do not need a lot of bells and whistles. Okay, it depends. There are a lot of scenarios in the spectrum. And I said, you are right. I'm wrong. So you have all the capabilities of Windows Phone 8. What else you will add up? Come on, guys. What? Yes. Oh, yeah, okay, let's get... Another one. Yes, printing. But again, you have leak it, but you're not bite it. Barcode scanning. You do not have. You have, like I said, they did for Delta something, but this is not public. Now, yes, barcode scanning. This I will want. And I will say, is something else missing? Any ideas? Because I have one data collection, which is barcode. Data collection is... Yes, but this is the manufacturing business, not my Microsoft. One won't say this. You need to this operating system. You must put in something that you can drop it that much from here. It's always Windows 8.1. It's phone 8.1. It's responsive. So what I'm trying to push you the other method of collecting data is because I have the. This I have Cortana. I believe that it's supported. No, it's
failover.
Why?
Data collection.
Data collection. You have. I can use barcodes, and I can use
keyboards, cards.
Data collection.
Smart cards.
Close. You won't get the chocolate, but you're close. RFID, but NFC, it's a good enough answer. Yes, I need something radio. I need something from a tad of distance. So let's see. Kagdo. You have some dates. In 14 December 2013, we have the first SDK. National Retail Federation announced it that we'll support it, and we'll see, and we'll give chocolates on that. Panasonic said that they are on board, and Build, they said something about it, and now we have the release candidate. So let's go back to this, if I can. Yes, I can. And I'll give, okay. We'll see now my desktop. We'll see me doing magic in just a second. It'll be duplicate. Okay, so. Let's make it bigger. This is the announcement from National Retail Federation. So, I have chocolates. Which companies are no longer with us or they have other names? These are the big ones. Motorola Solution, Intermec, Honeywell, Ingenico, Bluebird. You have covered all the market. Okay. And now, so I give you one because you're looking, and I'll give him. Yes, Motorola Solution is now Zebra. And it's another one. So, which another one? How to say it's still in the first row. Like the song said, to become one. Which, okay, in the first row, to become one, it's not Motorola Solution. Come on, guys. Nokia, it's not in the handheld. Let's see if I have target. Ah, yes. It's in the first row. And it's not Motorola Solution. I always forget who bought who. As far as I know, the last one bought the one before him. So, who's gonna tell? Tell us. Tell the people who are online, because they do not see this. Who bought who? Come on, guys, it's not that complex.
Honeywell bought Intermec.
Yes, one of them. Anyhow, they are. Yes, they are now one company. And this is the device that Panasonic it's releasing. This is an old picture. What you see here different compared to a normal Windows phone?
Additional button.
Yes, you'll get fat, but yes, additional button. I don't know if the rules of the hardware chassis are relaxed, but in this press picture, they have additional hardware buttons. Anyhow, they are a bit relaxed, but not that, let's say, much. Let's go to the presentation. These are the devices that are already confirmed. And this is from a build slide. So usually they are with imager. Who knows what is imager? Anyhow, well, if you do not want chocolate now, we'll get it later, because we'll have this discussion. And they are pretty ruggedized. IP7875s, they are almost the biggest they are. They are that bigger. It's the number of drops, the depth of water, how many sand gets in, stuff like this. It's military standards which evaluate this kind, the ruggedization. Okay, and because my team, from the MVP program, which is Windows Embedded, it's now the Internet of Things. Let's see where are stacked. We are in the Internet of Things on the mobile side. So essentially, it means that the platform will go further. We'll talk much more about integration, and we'll talk about these devices in the context of Internet of Things. Let's see. Now. Now you see my notes. Okay. So I suppose that we need to go to the demo. Let's start the presentation from here. Okay. Slideshow. From current slide. Okay. It's not working as it should. Now it's working. So essentially, let's see where we have the SDK. You will need to install it. And these are the new two namespaces that are around. Okay, now we'll again show you two sides. So this was the blog announcement. Why, what, pretty. Let's say, much more coherent than I am. I talk from the, let's say, from a manufacturing point of view and from our customers. Here is public. Oh, you do not see it. Why you let me? I do not know why it's again. So essentially, that was the blog post. You see, here is the software development kit. And this is the MSDN part of the referring to Windows embedded handheld 8.1. So in this point of service, we are talking about scanners. This is the most important feature that it's added to by this SDK to the Windows Phone. A question: what do you think? A scanner, it's a resource, barcode scanner, I mean. It's a resource that can be accessed simultaneously by more application or by one application?
One application.
Why?
Yes,
because that does not make sense to have multiple applications that read the barcode, first. And second, it's a pretty strange hardware. And now we're getting back to the imager normal scanner discussion. What's what? Okay, maybe the term imager is not the... I do not know how it's translated in Russian. There are two methods of reading barcodes. One is the bulky one. I have a laser with mirrors, all the stuff. And the other one is the imager. The imager, it's I have a software which use the picture I take with the camera, and then I obtain the barcode from it. Let's say around 2 years ago, the market for imager surpassed the one from the custom scanners. Personally, I like the normal scanners, but they are more expensive, they are mechanical, they take a lot of power. There are a lot of stuff against it. But they are important, and okay, what I bring up the scanners, it's let's say, emphasize the fact that the hardware, it's not that responsive. Here you have mechanical parts that need to spin. So essentially, if you get the device, it's for you. You'll have times of waiting and stuff like this. So I suppose that now, again, the demo gods are not with me today. So you are screwed. Now we're doing demo. And still, I do not know why I'm in extend. I want it duplicate. Okay, the demo will start not from here. I already made, again, for brevity, this is a Windows Phone 8.1 blank application, Silverlight. You can do it, yes, no smile. You can do it also the other one, but I suppose that you are much more familiar with it. And also with the events, because you need here to activate and deactivate the scanner when you leave the application. In the normal store application, this is another topic. Again, a topic on which I do not have the answer, but which is, let's say, very important if it's not covered correctly, is application life cycle. What will be the problem with application life cycle? What are the, the application states for a Windows Phone application? Yeah, suspended scenario multitasking, and it's another one that's it's really the pain, which is called. So, the state in which I'm talking about, it's dormant. In the dormant state, the operating system keeps remembers the name of the application, the page on which I am, and an object that it's automatically serialized in which I can put everything I want. I do not know if this state already exists in Windows Phone 8.1, because in the emulator has disappeared or any chance of emulation. But if it's still existing, when you are doing a handheld application, this is important that you take care of it. So let's move fast from first part of the demo, because we have a lot of stuff to show. I've prepared the application. What I have here, I have a text box in which I'll put the read data by the scanner. I have a checkbox, in which I'll say to have all the details. What is Symbiology? Again, what is Symbiology? When somebody said something. Symbiology, come on guys, I have a lot of chocolates. Symbiology, it's what type of barcode it is. Could you tell me two types of barcodes? It's not a barcode, but take it. Yes, it's
49.
Yes, 138. And below it's the button for scan. So here I have done the handlers, and it's not a lot of knowledge here. So, okay. First thing first. I need to create the variables for. Do you see it? Should I make it bigger? Okay, but why didn't you tell me? I should not have asked you. You are grown-up men and women. Okay, so here we use the claim model. Because I can have only one, I must claim this resource. So I have my variable, so I will resolve it now. Resolve. Using so, and in the, when I have this variable, I should claim it as a from the hardware. I want the hard to access the hardware to do the scanning. To simulate, I need something like the fake scanner. This is something to simulate on the emulator that I have a scanner. So now for sure I'll get some chocolate, because for this I need to add some references. Add reference from the SDK. Targeting, I should have here. So essentially, this I cannot do, as far as I know, bigger. But which of these I add as reference? You can do 50% error. First? Yes, first. And sorry. And you have now the answer why you never see a sample for this on MSDN. You just see a blog with a film. Yes, the first, not the DLL. So, okay.
Why?
So now I have resolve also for this. Now I need to initialize them, to do enable and disable. So, how I said, the variable it's pretty normal. I do a get default. This with debug, it's not bulletproof. It's do not, if you get your hand on this code, ever do it this way. Because you can be in debug and you could be on a real device. So this is how to show you that fake scanner it's for for debug. I give a device ID for the scanner, and afterwards it's normal code. If I have claim already, I dispose it, and then I do an async claim scanner. This is getting me from the hardware the stuff, and I need to have one or two, message handlers. So I do enable, and this is a variable which give me the I get also the information about the symbiology. No, I get the data decoded, because otherwise I get it how raw it's coming from the scanner. Here again, at disable, I'm just closing all the stuff. Okay, let's do the event handlers. So, error occurred. I've done a lot of coding, as you see. This is good for production. Okay. So, I've seen a couple of guys from the previous presentation. Here, if I read data, I can do exactly this. This is on my scribblings. I can do dot text equal message when I get the data from the scanner. I can do this. So I can just assign equal text equal message. Or I need to do something different. Okay, let's put it some other way. How many threads are in a Windows Phone application? I am on the same thread?
Yes.
Yes, with the user interface. You want to bet? No, because I'm going to wait. This is asynchronous event. I'm not in the user interface. So I need to do. These guys are already bored because I have talked already about this. Now we need to do a begin invoke. This construction is changed on a Windows Store application. You have different namespaces, but it's the same principle. What is interesting here, it treats a buffer like a data reader, but this is, let's say, C-sharp porn. If you know your C-sharp, you'll do it this way. I did not do it. Andy Wigley from, now it's from Microsoft. Very smart guy. So, now, okay. And not to forget a small detail, which I always forget when I do this demo. I should really do the, where I should enable and disable the scanner. In the page lifecycle of Silverlight application, Silverlight page. Where should I do? On navigated, or on main, in constructor, where? Does not have load there. It has a constructor, I will navigate it to or navigate it from. When I get in, it's a navigated to, and when I get out, it's a navigated from.
Well, when we get to, we should enable this kind of.
Okay. You got chocolate. So, yes, this is something that I always forget. So, this will do. Enable scanner. So this will do. Disable scanner. Okay, we have done. We have the scanner as a device. We have the events of reading it, but let's do the reading. So we'll do it using this. This is the code for injection. It's doing. Barcode symbiology code 128, as you mentioned it. Up its label and let's say, hello Moscow, Moskva. But a question. If I change here the symbiology with, let's say, to this, what will happen? I change it to AN8. The code that you find it here. This is an AN8. Read on it. You find any letter?
Not digital.
No, niet slovo. This is only for.
Digit.
Yes, only numbers. Code 128, it's numbers and stuff. And letters. Okay, so now let's go further. I have a question. This will work. I tried to run it on Windows 8.1 VGA 4-inch emulator. It will work. Работает или нет? Вопрос. Ну, скажите мне. Работает? Да. No. Извините. Let's see. Oh, I should show you the emulator to see it. Now it's one failed. First and foremost, they tell me, and I need to. I so hate. Let's get to the desktop and get this stuff. Because now you need it, need to see it. There was a mismatch between processor architecture being built and processor architecture. Question. Real devices, what architecture they have? You have chocolate. Yes, ARM. But let's go to Configuration Manager, which is here. This stuff to work must not have any CPU. Which of this configuration must have? It's again, don't start it. It's another reason why you do not find this sample in MSDN, just a movie. So it's, I said another reason. ARM will be the logical way.
x86.
And now the question, it will work now if it builds. Let's see. What do you think? Yes or no? Работает или нет? Well, you bet your life on it. Let's put the money down. Who said that? Okay. Yes, you said. It's because I use a Windows Phone emulator, not a Windows embedded handheld. Because I have here several types of emulators. I said the, where it is, let's stop it. This is an SDK, a complete SDK on top of, please do stop today, on top of Windows Phone. And I have a bunch of new emulators. So I love this. So, to not lose the time, вопрос, yes? Do you have any questions up to now? Okay, let's show you how many emulators that there is. There are all the bunch with Windows A1, hash emulator, whatever. Anyhow, in Russia, it's not nice to say hash, it's GI. Gamlet, ne hamlet. Okay, so we'll pick one of these. Anyone, I hope that we will spin up fastly. I will stay with the time. Okay. And still, till it's starting it. Any question up to now? No, you understand everything. What was nice?
The question is, as I understand that scanner has special codes. And this code drivers for this device. And drivers for this device is produced for ARM architecture.
Now, when you build the application to deploy it, you must set the architecture to ARM. The emulator, this kind of emulator, works on only x86.
Okay.
The
question is, driver or scanner?
The driver, now you are using the fake scanner. Driver for scanner, the manufacturing the manufacturer of the device does it. You do not see it.
But you don't see the driver scanner for x86
detection. You do not need to see it, because you won't build it in your application. Because here the problem is from fake scanner. If you take out the fake scanner, it should work with a good hardware. You take the hardware from the Motorola, comes Zebra, comes to you, look, this is the hardware, and you get your code, you build it for ARM, and you deploy it, and it will work.
And then you'll get more troubles, because there will be trouble with concatenation of the device, real device, with a program. It's a fake scanner. It's a small program.
It's a small program, but even before you have... Okay. I should change the virtual machine. I said the latest iteration has the... it's pretty temperamental. So no, it will work. It even before when you have work and you had a much, much more strange emulator, still you are pretty confident it will work. And then you need to, let's say for Motorola, you needed to bind the symbol libraries for scanning and a lot of stuff, and still was working. And this will work even better. Trust me in this. This has taken my life for it. So this is a better solution. Okay. Yes! Wow, the miracles. Let's see. The data that I said, it's hello Moscow. Let's see the barcode info also. So Symbiology 144, it's the code from the enum for code to 128. I should do a big switch to test all the codes to get the right message. So this is the read data, hello Moscow. If you do not see it, this I can do it a bigger. Let's, this will be quite bigger. And we can try it again. So, that was the first demo. And we'll try to scram another one into it. So, this is the offending code for calling from another thread. For me, it was a discovery, but I'm a hardware engineer at heart. So for somebody who's working C-sharp or stuff like this, it won't be. Again, I emphasize for Windows Store, you have a similar construction, but it's different in syntax. You need to look for it. You'll find it in Stack Overflow for sure, and also in MSDN. It works absolutely the same. So, как второй путь RFID. That is, let's say, we need something to read through, let's say, radio waves from the distance. And we do not have it. What else we have in an emulator, we have an emulation of, not in emulator, in the SDK, of magnetic cards, and not emulation, support for magnetic cards. But for this, we do not have. So my proposal is use NFC. This is from an Android book, but it's, let's say, pretty relevant. We see the distances are pretty much up there. The transfer rates are pretty much up there. What differs are the frequencies. A question. Why I have different frequencies? What is the criteria to choose a frequency? Yes. Anyhow, all is business, all is power. I tell you, we are working with a big beer manufacturer. Yeah, good job. And they have on the each, let's say, box, RFID tag. But the radio waves through water do not travel good at some frequencies. So essentially, you should pick the frequency according to the material you target. NFC, it's not that, let's say, flexible. You have only one single frequency. But you can do it. And I've shown it other presentation. These are NFC tags. Look exactly like RFID ones. And these are industrial ones. Again, looks similar. And this you can put on stuff. It's all working similarly. So my proposal, and the way we try to do also in our business, it's to use NFC. We do hope, this is my hope, that we'll have also an RFID support. But on the other hand, we have look in the market, an RFID solution, except beer manufacturer, which are very good for business. Here I will try to diversify to vodka. Again, has a content of water. But are not that much and many. And let's try this code, to drop this code into the into our sample. Again, it's another scenario that I want to cover. When you are scanning something, how the scanning process works? You press a button, or you start the scanner and you get the target, and when the target gets something, you get the code. The demo which I've created, it's real life, or in the real life, how many of you have tried the?
There's a button.
No, there's not. Full scan before the scan.
So essentially, this is not good for debugging. And if I want to do a real world application, this will be to have a button, it's not nice. And our idea at work was, let's use NFC to simulate this. We have a separate tool in which we're injecting, you know already what tool, which we're injecting messages for the scanner. And let's try to push this, because I don't suppose that we are in a lot of time. But, okay, this is from the error. So, to have NFC, we need to have some variables again. Again, for recap and all the stuff, and for getting ready of chocolates. How many applications can access the barcode the scanner? 1, 2, 3, 100, all. One. Sorry, I need to wake up. How many applications can access the proximity NFC? 1, 2, all. It's for the effort. It's a difference. All the application. Because NFC, it makes sense to have a lot of application listening to NFC. To barcode scanner does not. Because, for example, you scan a tag that has a link, and you try to read something. You cannot do it simultaneously, but still there are two different applications that are listening or doing something. So essentially, they have claimed the device. Also, this is an, let's say, software-ish device. It responds faster than, a laser barcode scanner. So essentially, I can have here all the application accessing the barcode scanner. So, to do, it's, here I listen for one message, which, okay. This is the code. I'm in a bit of a hurry. This you find in MSDN. So what I'm doing here? Here I get the default. I done the default also from barcode scanner, but then I done the claimed. Which means that I have exclusive access. Here I do not need exclusive access. Here will work. I said the difference. And I'm listening for this message. When I receive this message, I will have that event handler. So let's get the NFC handlers are at the tail here. So again, also, what construction I have here? The response from the NFC scanner, each is on the same thread, on the graphic thread. It's not, because I'm doing an invoke. Yes, now I'm getting there. Okay, so now I'm receiving a message and I put it in the text box. I've done all that is needed to run this application. It will start, it will crash. I need to do something more? It's not here. It's a small detail. You are smiling. I do not know why. No, but let's try it. Let's see it bigger. I need the capability. I need to enable capabilities. The capability to access the, let's say, the proximity, I mean NFC device. So what is strange that for a scanner, I do not need to enable a capability. So if I'm going here and I set proximity, it will start. The question, how do I test it? I put it on my phone and we'll try it. This is not a, this is a simple phone. It's not an embedded handheld device. How do I test it? Look, bored. So at the bottom of the MSDN, I will show it. Proximity, near field communication. It's a teeny weeny reference to a tool called Proximity Tapper, which we will start it. And I always start it because you'll see a lot of interesting stuff, something like this. And you always see it. So I would like to close this one because it sits on the way. And I want to connect to this device. Let's see. And the NFC stuff, it's run by messages. I must say that I send a message type that my application listen to. And I will get from my application what is the message type. And I said this, send it. So this is my message type. This is what I created. I could call it Catalin Windows or Catalin.Windows, demo at Moscow. So I will set here, send Unicode message. I must specify the type. And let's see this. And anyhow, it's a lot of, okay, send you. Okay, send Unicode. I'll send the message type. And yet. What? So what I've sent to NFC was written there. So to finish the demo, the idea will be to use it in the scanner code, this, to put it, let's say, not in the button click, when I receive the message to do the fake scanner injection. So let's find this code, and I'm fighting with the mouse. So here I enable it. On the button code it should be. So this I will do it here. This I will, let's see, comment this batch of code. So this will be the And this will say, let's see, NFC. So now we are using the NFC to trigger a barcode reader. This will help us to trigger the fake inject. This will help us debug application like in real world. So if we try this, well, finished. I'm finished. Let's see if it works. Вопрос. Yes?
We have an SDK to access scanners, different types of scanners, as I understand. And do we have an opportunity to emulate these barcode scanners by a camera in a just simple form? We have applications like a red laser scanner that can read barcodes. And we have an opportunity to use this SDK to use camera in the same way.
No. This we are talking about specialized devices. The imager, if somebody does it, the hardware manufacturing would use the camera to do this. It's not for Windows Phone. Even this application, if you try to publish it on this, won't work. So it's for embedded handheld devices. We are talking high-performance scanning. So let's send Unicode message. I hope that this is work. Hi, Moscow. I like to read. What? And this is emulating the scanner. I can even remove the button. Okay, so. Again, I'm going to the wrong presentation. That was the demo too. This has the resources. And okay, now we are talking again, and right in time. So what else you want to say, want to ask? I have still more chocolates. And
you were talking about the gap between the mobile operating system and this embedded system. And you said that the Microsoft wants to make the gap smaller. And do you know about plans to merge these operating systems to use the same operating system on these types of devices?
Which type of devices?
You were talking about phones that use ARM processors and for our mobile phones. And we use, for example, Motorola devices to scan barcodes.
This will be unified. This is a superset of the Windows Phone capabilities, especially for handheld devices.
It's the same operating system.
Yes, this wasn't clear. Sorry, it's the same operating system, but with some stuff on top of it.
You said that.
So essentially, we'll have even Cortana.
The application that will for these handheld devices installed on the Windows Phone will not work.
Will not work if you use scanners.
But if I don't use this.
It will work. But if you use specific capabilities, of course it won't work. And you have here also, I believe that is something like USB hub. I don't know, I've read it someplace. There are some specific capabilities. Again, for printing.
Do you have an opportunity to develop emulators for these scanners or something like that?
You have the emulators. You won't build another, you cannot. You can, everything you can, but it's not worth it. And what is the opportunity here? You have your skills as Windows Phone developer. You can go to be our competition. And you'll see, we are older, we know better.
How should I install application to embed?
It's a good question.
Not from the Windows Phone store, of course.
Yes, I can do it this. I can do it with Windows Intune. We have different, there are different methodologies of doing it, or with System Center. Existed something on the Windows handheld, embedded handheld 8 that restricts running application from the SD card. But now I did not find the documentation in this version. And also I did not find the application. It's one application that was in the old emulator. I do not have more to say about it. Exists something, that functionality worked, you had on your SD card a list of application approved to work. Yes.
Pre-install some quantity of pre-installed applications which approved to run on this device.
But again, on Windows Intune and on System Center, you can do this. And also, you can manage the rest of the fleet, iPhones and all the stuff. Yes, I know. Look, I'm in a t-shirt. It's in the SDK. SDK, I've said, it's public. You can take it. And all it's there. But you must use them because otherwise you get the error. And it's a good movie around this demo. Done by Andy Weekly. If you have time at work, you can see it. It's the same issues. You need to know the DLL to add. You see the architecture 6.86, but the real one, it's IRM, and you need to change it when you deploy it and all the pitfalls. Yes?
Does this SDK allow me to debug on my phone?
Most probably. I never see that device that I show you. We have tried to get in Romania, and it was a work. The manufacturer said it's very complicated. Okay, so I must wrap up. Thank you. Who wants? Thank you. Okay. Okay, the ladies. Oh,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I would love to take a photo with you in these t-shirts, just at the lobby.
Okay. Drop. Now?
Yep.
Well, I need to...